I never understood something until later on in my life. As I read in the scriptures, I realized God doesn't want me to do this by myself. He doesn't want me just to follow him on my own. That's why he created church, the church. We now, before God, should have a fellowship together, a sharing, not just of thoughts, ideas, but a sharing of everything to really care for one another. And the question is do you want to be a part of it? Do you want to have this sharing, this fellowship that God intended for his church? Or do you want to continue living in isolation?
What's up? Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hey, well, thank you. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, like we gotta learn how to like communicate to one another. You know, we're really good at this right here. Man, I see you text you right here, but we gotta learn how to communicate face to face. Like, I want to be able to look somebody in the face, like just get like uncomfortable. Like, hey, how you doing? You know. So anyway, how's everybody doing? Those faces were hilarious, right? That was really funny. I was like, man, I got to show this video today. So we're going to start walking through our next one for basic. Last week was powerful with the Holy Spirit. That one messed me up all week long, just some of his statements that he said. And this one is another really good one. Like, I'm excited today. We're going to be talking about fellowship, just even in the church and what that is and what it means. Just even like how he says, well, we won't get there yet. I won't get into it. Let's just walk through some announcements first. So first one up is summer internship. This is actually the last week for summer internship, which is crazy. Like, the summer's coming to a close. So if you've been a summer intern, you get to go to Branson and ride some go-karts and all that stuff and play some laser tag. Who's been an intern here? Anybody here? Intern? There we go. Holla back. So they've been working hard all summer, so now they get to play hard, right? So we get that going. They've been going through Multiply, and that's also with Francis Chan talking about disciples who make disciples who make disciples. Who make disciples? Who make disciples? So it's just about discipleship making, being a disciple, which is awesome. And again, even if I know summer internship is ending, but right after that, in a couple weeks, we're starting our fall internship. So if you've like, man, I kind of missed out, don't worry, it's coming right back at you. So just be on the lookout for that. All right, so this Wednesday, everybody say this Wednesday. Here we go. We're going to play sand volleyball in the hotness out there on West Battlefield at Sonic. Come and eat with us. We usually don't eat till after. We usually play for like 45 minutes and then we eat. Justin's team, they're still at one. We couldn't play last week because it was raining. So we either need to tie or come back the week after that and win. So come on. Kayla, are you on Justin's team? Then you can leave the room. You can go ahead and leave. I'm just joking. I love you. All right, so hot summer nights. Man, those are coming to a close as well. We've only got a couple weeks left. This Wednesday is going to be really, really fun. This Wednesday is going to be way back Wednesday. So who's born in 2000 in this room? Anybody born in the year 2000? Any 2000s? What about the 90s? Any 90s babies up in here? There we go. Some 90s babies. There we go. I know this. There we go. Yeah. So back in this is my era right here. This is my high school years. Some of Miss Courtney's high school years. So if you run our age, this is like our high school years. So you got to come dressed up like it's the 2000s, right? You got to come back with that gear. I told Justin, I was like, I need to go get me like a wave cap with a fitted and put, you know, like go get my Tim's back out with some baggy. You know, everybody wore like long white t-shirts. Well, that's where I was from. Your 2000s might have been different from mine. All right, there you go. Some people with eyeliner. Was the change popular back then? I don't remember. I just wore big clothes, really, really big clothes. You look ridiculous, but when you want to be cool, you follow what everybody's doing, right? No, I'm just joking. All right, so we're going to be, that was a joke, kids. Just Ask is this Wednesday as well. We'll be kind of following up for the last couple of weeks, and I'll be talking about something this Wednesday. It's going to be really, really good, so don't miss it. It's going to be great. All right, so we're continuing with basic series, and as we've talked about it every week, well, and we kind of had like a three-week break, but in between that, we've talked about like how trends come up a lot in the church, and you've probably seen it before. Some churches will do like, this is going to be like Rock and Roll Sunday. You know, if you like rock and roll, come to this service. You know, like
there's always these trends that we're trying to draw people in with. And Francis Chan challenges the church and says, what would happen if we just looked at scripture and saw what the church was? What would it look like? All right, so this is Francis Chan. If you've never seen him before, here's a picture of him. This guy is awesome. If you're on YouTube, which you guys know you're all are on YouTube, go check out some of his videos. He does like awesome stuff. He says a lot of great things. He's like one of those guys that has a lot of memorable phrases that'll like mess you up. So check him out. But he's a pastor out in San Francisco. I love this guy because he's just not doing that, but he does a lot of stuff with child hunger around the world. I mean, this dude is dope. He's written many books that have been best-selling. But again, I mean, I just want to encourage you guys to like kind of put some people in your pocket that you can like listen to later that'll build you up. This is one of those guys. All right? And this is what he says about basic. He says, if only had this as my guide, if all I had was the Bible, and I was to read this book and then start a church, what would it look like? What would it look like, the thing that we've built here and all referred to as church, or would it look radically different? All right, so when he asks that question, he kind of walks through these different topics, right, that he's like taking out of scripture and saying, man, this is what it will look like. So we covered fear God. We've talked about following Jesus. We talked last week about the Holy Spirit, and then today we get to talk about fellowship. So again, like, why are we doing the basic series, right? Because we want, and even after today, you're going to really see what he's talking about when he says, like, what is the church? Like, you are the church, I am the church, like, we are the church. That's really going to hit home for you today. This will be the week that it'll do that. So we've already covered structure stuff, the things that we do in here as far as structure goes. But the one that I want to hit today is the me and God, and we got time. So at the end, we just like to give time for you guys to, like, pray your Bibles. And then, you know, time for you and God and to pray. And then the time for us to all gather today. And that last one, the we and God part, will be really important for us today since we're talking about fellowship. All right, so here's the title for today. Bam, got that fellowship title. And so here's what we're talking about. Acts chapter 2, verses 42 through 47 says this about the early church. All right, and so when people start talking about, like, oh, the early church was the best, and, you know, all that stuff, they usually, like, refer to this stuff that was going on in these scriptures, all right? So they said, they devoted themselves to the apostles and to teaching and to fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and signs were performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold their property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together and with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people, and the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. All right, so when you look at the church and the description of what it was when it first came out to be, and then when you look at, like, church now, like, this is where Francis Chan is challenging us. All right, so I'm not going to get into all that, everything that he has to say about it, because he's going to repeat it, but get ready. Open your ears, open your hearts, and let's listen to Francis Chan as he talks about fellowship.
When you first realize what God is like, it's very natural and proper to respond in fear or even terror. But then God explains to you, look, there's nothing else you have to fear in life now. And now you are my child, and it's an amazing feeling. And then he says, and I want you to follow Jesus. I want you to be like him. I want you to live like him. And you realize, wow, following Jesus, that means I give everything up. But then you realize, no, this is worth it. This is a good thing. This is what I want to do. But at times, it may even feel overwhelming or impossible. And Jesus says, that's why I'm giving you my Spirit. He's going to empower you. He's going to lead you. And he's going to enable you to accomplish this mission that I've given you on this earth. And so when you begin to understand these three interwoven entities, it's like your whole world has to change. And it's like all these years you've been living one way, you've been thinking just about yourself and doing your thing, and now you realize you're a part of something bigger. It's like stepping into a whole new world, because now you've got a mission. But what is that mission? Thank you.
Jesus made it clear. He says, after he rose from the grave, he says, I want you to go and I want you to obey everything that I commanded you, but I also want you to teach others to obey everything that I've commanded. This is what we call discipleship. And Jesus said, he says, I want you to go and I want you to make disciples of all the nations. I want you to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I want you to teach them to obey everything that I commanded you to do. While I understood that, I never understood something until later on in my life. As I read in the scriptures, I realized God doesn't want me to do this by myself. He doesn't want me just to follow him on my own. That's why he created church, the church. He says, now you're part of a group of people. You don't do this by yourself. See, in my mind, when I thought of church, I would think of a building or I would think of a service. But when you read the Bible, that's not what it's talking about. In fact, if Jesus was on the earth right now and you asked Jesus, hey, where's the church? He's not going to give you an address or point to a building. He would explain, no, the church, those are the people on this planet who fear me, who follow me, and are filled with the Spirit. We now, before God, should have a fellowship together, a sharing, not just of thoughts, ideas, but a sharing of everything, to really care for one another. And that's this idea of fellowship. It's sharing as a family, it's sharing as a like a body, like a temple. We're part of something bigger. And this word fellowship is so huge in the Bible. And this drives me crazy because for so much of my life, it was almost like an afterthought. When I would think of fellowship, I would think, oh, there was that one part of the church building called the fellowship. After our gathering on Sunday morning, we would go in the fellowship hall, and one guy would bring dessert, another guy would bring cupcakes, another guy would bring some meat, another, you know, and we'd have this thing called the potluck in the fellowship hall. And so that meal together was fellowship. Or in church, we would have fellowship night where we get together and play softball. And so to us, that's fellowship. But in the Bible, man, it is so much more intense than that. In the Bible, man, there's this awesome passage in Acts 4, verse 32, and it says that the full number of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. And then it says this, that no one claimed that any of his possessions belonged to himself, but instead that they would share everything in common and they would give as people had need. There was a sense of mission together. This is what he meant by fellowship. Now that's a lot different from a potluck. It's this idea that we're one now. We're family. There was this guy that came to my church once, and he was a part of a gang, and decided to ditch everything and follow Jesus, and he got baptized. And after a while, though, he stopped coming to the church gatherings, and one of my buddies asked him, they go, hey, where you been? He says, when I got baptized, he goes, I thought that it was gonna be like when I got jumped into the gang. He goes, when I got jumped into my gang, he goes, suddenly everyone had my back. We became like a family, 24/7. He says, so when I got baptized, I thought, this is what's gonna happen with the Christians. He goes, I didn't know that it was just Sunday mornings and Wednesday nights. He goes, I thought it was gonna be family. So he goes, I just had it wrong in my head. And yet when I heard that, I thought, no, you got it right. We've got it wrong. And honestly, it was heartbreaking because I thought the gangs are a better picture of family than the churches. the gangs are a better picture of the body than we are. They're having a fellowship and a sharing that we don't see in the Church of Jesus Christ. And yet that's the very thing that Jesus wanted for us. You see, even this mission that we've been sent on, he says, we together, we're supposed to together proclaim the excellencies of him who called us out of darkness into this marvelous light. This idea of proclaiming it, I can't do that without other people. See, I can talk about Jesus. I can talk about Jesus by myself, but I can't show Jesus to other people. Here's what I mean. I can tell you, Jesus forgives you. Jesus forgives you. Jesus is forgiving. But that's not enough. God says, I want you to show Jesus to the world. So that means I need my brothers and sisters around me, and we offend one another, but we keep forgiving. And then suddenly the world looks on and goes, man, I've never seen that before. You guys just keep forgiving each other. You see, unity is so strange in our world. We live in a time when people are so quick to ditch one another. And God says, I want my church to be different. I want this one group of people that are devoted to sharing their lives together, sharing this mission together. When someone offends you, you forgive them. And then suddenly people are seeing the attributes of Christ. They're seeing it in the flesh. It's almost like that what Jesus did in putting God to flesh so that we could dwell amongst him. He says, now that's the church's responsibility. I want you to love each other so much. And when you do that, they'll actually see God. His plan was fellowship. His plan, he says in John 17, when Jesus is praying, he says to God, he goes, I and them, you and me, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you have sent me. There's something about our unity that makes the message believable. And that's why we can't do it by ourselves. Look, if I'm perfectly honest, I am far more comfortable doing this by myself. It's a lot easier. I don't have to put up with different personalities and different arguments. It's just nicer. Let me just have my own relationship with God. But God says, that's not what I designed you for. Here's the mission. I need you to show Jesus to the world by the way that you interact with one another and love one another. So if I'm to accomplish this mission that God's given me, I need others with me. I got to have them with me. And if you think about it, this is how he designed human beings. We weren't meant to live in isolation. And this completely flies in the face of those who say, I've got my relationship with God. I don't need the church. I don't need, you know, these little gatherings, or, you know, I love Jesus. I just hate the church. We can't say that. You're going against everything Jesus asked you to do. God says, I designed you to be together. It's so beautiful when you work together and have one heart, one mind, one soul. And he says, and I'm going to do this. The beautiful thing, Jesus said 2,000 years ago, I will build my church and the gates of hell won't stand against it. I will create this type of supernatural unity and gathering. And so it's not something that we have to force, like, okay, let's do the fellowship thing. Let's make it happen. No, God says, I'm going to make it happen. And the question is do you want to be a part of it? Do you want to have this sharing, this fellowship that God intended for his church? Or do you want to continue living in isolation? It's an exciting time right now because I'm seeing God just bring people from all different parts of the world, and they're all having the same conviction of church was meant to be more. There was supposed to be a greater unity, and everyone's feeling the same thing. Everyone's sensing the same thing, going, the way we've been doing it doesn't seem biblical. When I read in the Bible, there should be a deep love. It's not just a bunch of people coming in a room and staring forward. It's a family, it's a body, and I'm talking to these people. It's been really weird where they're going, this is what I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking. We're all thinking the same thing. Why? Because there's one Spirit, and He's leading us all to this conviction of things have got to change. There needs to be this fellowship in the church again. And this is something Jesus is doing. God, and you've decided to follow Jesus with your life, and you really have His Spirit in you, then you're my brother. You're my sister. Like in God's eyes, when He looks down, He sees us as family, and He wants us to live that way. And that's what He means by fellowship.